This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
RNIB. Supporting people with sight loss.
Episode 3, Punctuation. Welcome back to our series describing the differences between Standard English Braille and Unified English Braille. I'm Dave Williams, and joining me again is James Bowden from RNIB.
Hello.
Now, James, most common punctuation is unchanged in UEB.
That's right. So let's start with a full stop. That's still dots 256. Comma is still dot 2. Question mark is still dots 236. Exclamation mark is still dot 235. Semicolon is still dot 23. Colon is still dot 25. Your quotes are still lower H and lower J. And apostrophe is still dot 3. Hyphen is still dot 36. And the oblique stroke is still 456 ST sign.
Well, that's quite reassuring. So most punctuation unchanged. But what about that full stop? Because there are a couple of other situations now when we would use that.
Let's go to print a moment. And in print, you have a dot for a full stop. You have a dot for a decimal point. And you also have a dot for what they call an ellipsis, which is dot, dot, dot. Now, in Braille, we used to have three different signs for those different kinds of dots. But actually, they're exactly the same kind of dot. So in UEB, we always use the dot 256.
And that's going to look quite different when we get to talking about numbers, that you would use the lower D for the decimal point.
That's right. So a decimal point is lower D. An ellipsis is three lower Ds next to each other and so on.
Now, what about dashes and hyphenation? There have been some changes there, as I understand it.
That's right. So a hyphen is still lower C, and you still use that in the middle of a hyphenated word like child hyphen like or part hyphen time. There's no change there. A dash is a longer line in print, and you get that between words in a sentence. And that is now dot six lower C, so dot 636.
So that's the sort of dash that you would get in the middle of a sentence that, you know, could be surrounded by spaces, and then you put a dot 6 followed by dot 36.
If you like, it's a bit like a capital hyphen.
Now, you mentioned that quotes, lower H and lower J, they're pretty much unchanged, but there's a new double quote and a new single quote sign.
Yes, and you'd use these if you have speech within speech. So a single quote is dot 6 followed by lower H, and dot 6 followed by lower J. And a double quote is dot 45 followed by lower H, or 45 followed by lower J. Quite easy to remember because you've got dot 6 before lower H and lower J for a single quote, a single dot 6. And a double quote is dot 45, so that's two dots.
I want to get into brackets because you didn't mention those. They've changed as well. So we can now tell when brackets are opening and closing.
In Standard English Braille, we used to have the lower G sign for both the open and the closed bracket. Now, in some situations, particularly, say, maths, it's incredibly important to know if it's an open or a closed bracket. So there's one code in UEB for all subjects, the same signs used in an English essay or in a maths book or in a recipe book, etc., etc. One of the things about UEB is it's the one code no matter what subject area. So the new brackets are all based on the GH and the AR sign. It's dots 1, 2 and 6 and dots 3, 4 and 5. And each bracket has a different prefix. So your round brackets, or parentheses, is dot 5 GH sign, it's an open round bracket, and dot 5 AR sign is the closed bracket. They're the most common brackets. You might also see square brackets, for example, an editor's remark, and they are 4-6 GH for the open square bracket and 4-6 AR for a closed square bracket. Let's give you an example of those square brackets. You might have a quote which said it had six legs, and the editor might have actually put in square brackets, the insect, close square brackets. So in UEB, that would be it, still X. And then open square bracket is dots 4-6 GH sign. Then the insect, close square bracket, is dot 4-6 AR sign, had six legs.
Excellent. Let's move on to slashes and the new backslash.
Indeed. So a forward slash is exactly the same as it was before, 4-5-6 ST sign. So it will come as no surprise that the backslash, used in computer addresses sometimes, is 4-5-6 CH sign.
Now, you've mentioned computers, and I promised everyone that we would talk about how to write email and web addresses. So let's have an email address from you, James.
Well, the important thing to know is there is now no special computer code, so I can use contractions and all my normal regular signs in web and email addresses.
So we don't have to do that .6 ing thing anymore?
No, none of that, and no special signs for numbers, etc. So let me give you the example of helpline at rnib.org.uk. And I can write H-E-L-P-L-I-N sign E. And the at sign is dot 4A. And then rnib.org.uk. And those dots are your ordinary 256.
Okay, so we don't have the what used to look a bit like a the sign for the at anymore. It's dot 4 and then a letter A. So dot 4, dot 1, that's the at sign.
A for at, much easier to remember, isn't it?
And how about a web address?
A web address, let's say rnib.org.uk. That's exactly as you would write it. Rnib, lower D, O-R-G, lower D, UK. Now, if it was rnib.org.uk/braille, again, it's exactly the same at the beginning. And then you have forward slash is 4-5-6 ST sign. And then Braille. Now, do you remember from the previous episode that I said that you cannot use word signs if they're not standing alone? In this case, you've got rnib.org.uk/. So that Braille is not standing alone. So I have to write out B-R-A-I-L-L-E.
And finally, just for people who use Twitter and other social networks where we use hashtags, sometimes called a pound sign or a number sign, but if I want to write a hash at the beginning of a word, how do I do that?
Sure. There's a new sign in UEB, and that is 4-5-6, and then the TH sign. Looks a bit like a little bridge.
Okie dokie. So just to summarise then on punctuation, most of it is pretty much as you were, unchanged. The full stop now is also used as a decimal point and when writing an ellipses. Dashes and hyphens, well, if you want to write a dash in the middle of a sentence, it's dot 6 followed by dot 3-6.
Yes, that's right.
We've got some new quotes. A single quote is dot 6 lower H or lower J for closing, or a double quote is dot 4-5 lower H or lower J. The brackets are based around the GH and AR signs, regardless of whether you're writing text or mathematics or computer code. So the dot 5 GH is a parenthesis and the dot 4-6 GH is a square bracket. We've got a new backslash, which is dots 4-5-6 CH, and we've got a new at sign, dot 4A.
And one I should have mentioned earlier as well is the underscore character. You sometimes see that in emails, joe_blogs99 or something like that. That underscore character, not to be confused with underlining, it's a different character, underscore is dot 4-6-3-6.
If you have questions about Unified English Braille and you need to speak to somebody, you can call the RNIB. In the UK, that telephone number is 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999. Well, congratulations if you've made it this far. You're almost halfway through. And next time, we'll be talking about fractions and simple maths signs. So do stay tuned for that. From James Bowden and me, Dave Williams, until next time, bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio. For more podcasts, check out insightradio.co.uk.